Let's go right back to the phones and pick up Tim in San Marcos, California. And he's got a question about salt and calcium in the body. Are you there, Tim?
I'm sure here.
Okay, buddy. And so go ahead. What's your question?
My question is regarding calcium and salt. I know that you're an advocate of good salt use, like your pink salt or your Mediterranean sea salt. What do you think of salt in light of Dr. Robert Heaney's work at Creighton University and his research that shows that salt is even a more potent inducer of calcium loss, even over a higher protein intake? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, when you see a study like this, you realize that many people in this life are much younger than you are. And by that I mean, no insult, but the body is about balance, okay? And so we have to have some salt, and we desperately need calcium. The unfortunate part is if you try to take calcium as an isolated nutrient, we have many studies that show you actually lose more calcium. But the main reason that there's an antagonism between salt and calcium is the fact we consume cooked food when we were engineered for raw food. So this could get into a very complicated biochemical exchange here, but let me just say that when you isolate two factors, you don't have the global picture of the body. What you need is to check the field, and the field tells you, do I need salt or don't I? And salt is not salt. As you mentioned before, air-dried sea salt is not 1,100-degree melted trash that's sold in the supermarket as a nail in your kidney. That is not salt for me. That's a problem, okay, waiting to happen. And calcium, as an isolated calcium, is another problem waiting to be surfaced in the body. So you need live source of these nutrients, and you need a balance of them, and then you do not have this antagonism that he's speaking of, okay?
Okay.
A little different than you might have thought, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wish we had the time to talk about the biochemistry of it, because I love it and I like the work that you do, but I sure appreciate you taking my call.
Well, I've studied the heck out of this, and you know, the field tells you right away, if you take these things in your field, you're weak as a kitten. The body wants to tell you, we're just not listening, you know?
Yeah.
And we have an arrogance of knowledge that excludes the actual experience that people are having. You know, of course, the tribes of Africa, the most precious possession was a keg of salt.
Yeah.
And if the main warriors did not come back with it, if they were killed or something happened, the entire tribe died.
Yeah.
So you do need salt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to make sense of it because I see the research out of, you know, good PubMed peer-reviewed journals that show that antagonism. Yet again, I know that going back to what ancient history tells us in the Romans, so important. So it's hard.
They are absolutely right. There's an antagonism, but the key overlooked factor is the cooked food. That disorders the ecology of the body. And see, we got to eat cooked food, so we'll take a digestant, but we got to get our calcium from a live source, our salt from the sea. That's how it's got to be. Good talking to you. Thanks for
the
call.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye now.